Good morning and welcome to the 2021 graduation ceremony of the Cherryville Chargers. My name is James Renfro and I'm the Cherryville Middle High School principal. And it's my honor to introduce the platform guests today in attendance for the ceremony today. As I read your name, please stand and remain standing until all the guests are recognized. To my right, Joe Marshall, Community National Bank. Chad Knight, assistant principal, Cherryville Middle High School. Dr. Shelley Kibling, Superintendent of Schools, USD 447. Mark Torkelson, USD 447 Board of Education President, and Carol Staten, introduction of the outstanding alumnus. To my left, Calvin Fish, class of 1986, outstanding alumnus. Brandon Studebaker, USD 447 Board of Education Vice President. Gina Boo, USD 447 Board of Education member. Kevin Christmas, USD 447 Board of Education member. Kevin Crane, USD 447 Board of Education member. And Robert John, USD 447 Board of Education member. Thank you for your attendance today.
Good morning. On behalf of the board, we'd like to thank you for being here at the conclusion of another year like none other. So, the board would like to thank our faculty and staff for a remarkable job during a very difficult year. So, let us move on. Ms. Joy Renfro.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Joy Renfro. On behalf of the class of 2021, we would like to welcome you to Cherryville High School's graduation ceremony. As you all know, the past year has been a difficult one for everyone, but throughout these difficulties, the class of 2021 has proven their resilience and ability to persevere. We have had a memorable year through academics, sports, music, and pandemics. We are excited to have you here today to help us celebrate, and as the class of 2021's motto reads, some have a story, we have made history. Thank you.
The Cherryville Alumni Community Educational Foundation would like to introduce to you today our 2021 Outstanding Alumni. He is a 1986 graduate of Cherryville High School and a 1991 graduate of Pittsburgh State University, a 2009 graduate of the Command and General Staff College, 2010 graduate of the Naval Postgraduate School, and a 2015 graduate of the Army War College. He has served our country in the U.S. Army for 35 years, achieving the rank of colonel before retiring. He has served on multiple continents and bases from the American Samoa to the U.S. Pentagon and worked in a variety of duties from university professor to battalion commander to military advisor. Please join me in congratulating and welcoming our 2021 Outstanding Alumni, Calvin Fish.
Hey, good morning, Cherryville, Kansas. How are we doing? Great. Thank you for that gracious introduction. It's really good to be back in Charger country. Cherryville is a place that I identify as a childhood home, and I'm very happy to call it that. I can tell you there was a lot of mischief that happened in these halls when I was growing up. Not all of it by me. Last night, I got together with some of my former classmates, and they reminded me of one of those incidents. So, senior year, I was in choir back in the band. You guys still have the band room back there? Yeah. So I decided I needed to go to the bathroom. So, went and did my business. reached up, I decided that I was going to fasten up my pants and flush the toilet at the same time, which didn't work out so well because the pipe exploded. So it flooded the entire school. And but since I had taken Taekwondo since fifth grade, they just assumed that I was karate kicking in the toilet. So I need you to help me dispel this misconception. So if you hear someone talk about me fighting with a toilet, you need to let them know I won that fight. I want to thank the school board and everyone that was involved in getting me here today, especially my wife and son. Too many times they've given up time as a family to allow me to go do something. So it's truly an honor to have this opportunity to speak to you today. I've been thinking long and hard about what to say, and I pondered what 18-year-old Calvin would want or need to hear. And then I realized that that would have been useless because I wouldn't have listened to the word I said anyway. 35 years ago, I was stubborn. I knew it all. I was an introvert. I was an average student. I was an average athlete. Just about average in every single way, except for being stubborn. And I'm a very different person today. The only thing I have in common with that 18-year-old version of me is the stubbornness in this class right now. I'm very certain that you guys are much smarter and open-minded than I ever was. And I'm hoping that today I can say something that will impact you and help you in your future. What is success and how do you achieve it? Let me start by saying I have no magical secret to give you, and nobody does. There is no one secret that's going to get you to attain success. But maybe, just maybe, I can help you with a roadmap or maybe a process to think about. So first you have to define success. If you look at the book, the New Oxford American Dictionary defines it as an accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. But that's not what I'm talking about. That's just a book, a very generic definition. Oftentimes the word is used as a noun, and I believe it should be used as a verb, because success is iterative, and it's an action. What I'm talking about is individually internalizing what success means to you. Oftentimes we listen to professional athletes and movie stars, and we listen to multi-millionaire business people, and we think they're going to give us the secret to success. And I can tell you, they cannot define success for you. None of the school board, none of your parents, nobody can define success. You, and you alone, get to define your success. And don't get me wrong, they can provide a lot of advice and counsel, and they can guide you along the way, but ultimately you have to own what your success is. So after you define success, the next thing you need to do is you need to develop a plan. Okay? You need to figure out what those steps are to get to whatever success looks like, feels like, for you. What do you need to do right now? What do you need to do 6 months from now, a year, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years? And I know you guys aren't even thinking that far down the line. But if you really want to be successful, start with the end in mind, what you think success looks like, and then backward plan it, sit in a small plan. Right? Don't be afraid to write this down. Don't be afraid to share it with people that can help you, that you trust, that care about you, and it will help. After you have a plan, you have to take action. I said it was a verb. After all, at this point, it is your plan, it's your definition of success. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to go out, you have to find the resources, you have to continue learning what you need to learn. you do, you know, network with the people that can help you, right? And you have to take ownership of it because nobody can do it for you. Now, the next thing you need to do is you need to constantly reevaluate what you think success is and what your plan is. Primarily just because you need to make sure you're doing the right things, right? But oftentimes, life happens. Many times I've had to refine and redefine what I thought success was. I had to rework my plan, and I had to take completely different actions than what I thought I was supposed to be doing. You know, my plan never included divorce or bankruptcy court, right? But I won those fights too, by the way. Never included getting out of the Army and going to work at steel mill. If that hadn't happened, if I hadn't reevaluated, I wouldn't have met my current wife, and I wouldn't be as happy as I am. And my plan certainly didn't include getting blown up in Iraq. Tell you, that will mess up your plans really quick. So you see, failure is sometimes an option, and sometimes it is the only option. And what you do and how you react to that failure may define who you are for the rest of your life. Right? So what you need to do is you need to embrace it, learn from it, use it, reevaluate. Use it to reevaluate what you think success is, redo your plans, and you'll start taking new actions to get back to where you need to be. Most importantly, you never, ever, ever give up. Finally, always share your success. We're never alone. We never accomplish things by ourselves. There are always people helping us, whether we know it or not. So seek help and give back. So there's a little bit of a sci-fi geek. What's all the Marvel and DC? I'm not going to get into the debate about which one's better. But there is a scene from Justice League. Have you seen that movie? There's a scene where the team's getting ready to go through the door and Flash starts having some reservations, right? He's kind of doing the superhero game. And he's like, you know, I've never really had a fight. You know, all I've really done is run around and push people. And so Batman looks him in the eye, Batman being the leader, the one with more experience. He looks at Flash and he says, "Save one." Flash is a little confused. He goes, "Then one." He goes, "You'll know." And he says, "You'll know. You say one. And then you'll know what to do next." Because you see, life is a team sport. Never going to go it alone. You see, here's the ugly truth. There are no superheroes in the real world. There's no Avengers. There's no X-Men. There's no superheroes coming to save us. Right? It's just us. It's you, me, your family, your community. It's just us. So if you want to save the world, go out and be successful. Save one. And I suggest we start with you. And then you'll know what to do next. And once you save yourself, there's another one, and then another one, and another one. And together, I think together we are more than enough. You know, because in the real world, we don't need superheroes. We have each other. So, to the class of 2021, congratulations on this milestone. Good luck to you in the future. I know that you're going to do well. To the class of 22 and beyond, you know, it's never too early to start. And for class 2020 and before, it's never too late to start. So, good luck, Chargers. That was it.
of Cherryville alumni, their families, and other community members. The Alumni Association is able to offer these endowed scholarships. An endowed scholarship is made possible through a financial donation to the endowment fund. Through the investment of those endowed funds, the Alumni Association oversees these ongoing legacy scholarships, honoring the individuals for whom they are named. Patrons interested in establishing a new scholarship may contact the Cherryville Alumni Association. When I call your name, will the scholarship recipient please stand and remain standing? Please hold your applause until all names have been called. The Ralph and Faye Miller Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Austin Frazier. The Dixie Gravelwood Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Trey Lee. The Kent Caulfield Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Laren Rita. The Thaddeus Owens Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $1,000 scholarship is Harley Allen. The Arthur H. and Gladys A. Black Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Lily Bryson. The Martin J. and Opal M. Ott Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Katie Dittin. The James and Laverna Honeycutt Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Ian Biscotto. The Charles and Linda Burton Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Makina Keene. The Newton Long Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Natalie Shepherd. The Class of 1958 Endowed Scholarship Number 1. The recipient of this $1,000 scholarship is Chet Lynn. The Class of 1958 Endowed Scholarship Number 2. The recipient of this $1,000 scholarship is Hannah Kaiser. The Zach Torkelson Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $1,000 scholarship is Mariah Monroy. The Stephanie and Mary Ann Birdsong Endowed Scholarship. The recipient of this $600 scholarship is Sierra Palmer. Congratulations. Between six valedictorians, you would think we could easily write a speech, but this is not the case. To save time, we decided to collaborate and all write a speech together. If you had told me 4 years ago that coming to Cherryville would be one of the best things to happen in my life so far, I would tell you that you were crazy. Cherryville is not only a great town, but the school is one of a kind. Throughout these past 4 years, we learned many qualities that will benefit us for the rest of our lives. High school is a foundation for all adults, and we are proud to say Cherryville is our foundation.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Austin Frazier. Now, one of the qualities that we use to graduate high school and we'll continue to use is determination. Determination is being able to set a goal and work towards it through trials and tribulations. Also to us, throughout high school, have been determined to do our best and be successful throughout our 4 years of school together. We were competitive and always gave our all in from sports to academics. We had to face many challenges this year, and with determination, we were able to achieve our goals.
Hello, I'm Trey Lee, and I'd like to share a little about another quality we will use throughout life, responsibility. Our time balancing sports, clubs, homework, classes, and free time will help us throughout our adult lives. Responsibility has kept us accountable for our work and helped us make good decisions. Responsibility is what makes us independent and resilient. Responsibility makes us dependable. It makes us respectful. It's a necessary quality for everyone here today, and it's what will help us make the world a better place.
Hello, I am Chet Lynn, and I will be discussing perseverance as another quality we all possess throughout our lives. We face many challenging situations throughout our high school careers, including the COVID pandemic and hard classes. The six of us, being as competitive and hardworking as we are, handle these circumstances well. Being able to persevere through these difficult times, especially the Bridge Project, made us into the people we are today. We were all forced to face adversity and all came out on top.
Hi, I am Kenny Keane. All of these qualities that we learned from high school have prepared us for the future. The hard and challenging classes we took taught us a lot about ourselves and will help us to be successful. Cherryville has prepared us well for the future. We made lifelong friends and so many good memories together. Some of my favorite memories from high school come from Mr. Wilson's class with these five. While we were always competitive and drove each other to be better, we had a lot of fun. I went into this year not expecting much because of the COVID pandemic, but I ended up having the best year of high school yet. I'm glad I got to complete these 4 years with all of you. We can't wait to see what the future holds for all of you.
I'm sorry if you disappointed you came to listen to a 30-minute speech between the six of us, but I'm the last person. Hi, I'm Carly Allen. Personally, I'd like to thank our parents for always supporting us at every sporting event, FFA event, and everything else in between. Without them, we wouldn't be the people we are today. Lastly, on behalf of us, we'd like to thank our parents, teachers, classmates, coaches, community, and all of the staff at our school. To every parent that helped organize events, plan meals, or be the team's biggest supporters, we thank you. To every teacher that has been a part of our academic career and prepared us for our future, we thank you. To the class of 2021, for all the good laughs and memories that will be cherished for a lifetime, we thank you. To every coach that not only pushed us to get better in practice, but pushed us to be better individuals every day, we thank you. And to community members that have supported us no matter what or how far away the event may be, we thank you. We would also like to give a special thanks to Mr. Renko and Ms. Knight for always welcoming us into the school with a smile every day and always being available to help us whenever needed. Without the support from each and every one of you all, we wouldn't be the individuals we are today. Congratulations, class.
Dr. Kiplinger, USC 447 Board of Education. It is my duty and honor at this time to announce the students that are present in the class of 2021 and fulfill all graduation requirements set forth by USC 447 Board of Education. Ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2021.
Harley Elizabeth Allen. Landon Bennett. Jesse Adam Boo. Mary Elizabeth Boo. Madison May Catlin. Michael Warren William Coates. Cooper Devin Crane. Jesse James Dean. Katie Nicole Dettine. Tammy Mae Dodson. Ian Scott Escoto. Camden Sage Corbin. Austin David Frazier. Yeah. Quentin Tyrell Pride. Jacob Allen Hale. Nathan James Hamilton. Colvin Lee Hooper. Madison Dawn Hooper. Caden Joe Hogarth. Hannah Marie Kaiser. Jacob Carr. John Isaac Kelly. McKenna Lynn King. Raymond Eugene Lee III. Malachi Dante Lees. Chet Ashton Lynn. Phoenix Orion Mahurin. Michaela McGill. Thank you. Harrison McLaughlin. Mariah Jo Monroy. Michael Raymond Moore. Bradley Jacob Morris. Jenna Leskowski, Maisco Rice. Kobe Michaela Pearson. Sierra Lene Plummer. Joy Margaret Renfro. Harley Jean Rigner. Andrew Martin Salee. Devin Michael Sawyer. Macy Gail Snyder. Noah Kyle Stoddard. Sabrina Marie Trepeta. Gage Michael Beehill.
Thank you. Thank you.